And I'm not just speaking as a religious fanatic. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 134. Welcome to our daily appointment to read God's Word together. This is the podcast where we are reading the Bible through in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I hope you're doing well today. And if you'd like to email me, you can do that at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'm always interested in what you have to say. Today's reading will be Exodus 25 through 28. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that information is at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 134. LifeSpring Media is listener-supported, and last month I missed an email notification that someone who wishes to remain anonymous donated $100. I wanted to acknowledge that on the show today, though, so that this person knows that the gift is very much appreciated. This is definitely going to help pay a bill that just came in, so thank you very much. If you'd like to know more about how to support the show, I encourage you to go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that you would speak to us today through your word. Touch our eyes, Lord. Touch our ears, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord, so that we hear what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Exodus chapter 25. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. You are to take my offering from everyone who is willing to give. This is the offering you are to receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen and goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and manatee skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx, along with other gemstones for mounting on the ephod and breastpiece. They are to make a sanctuary for me so that I may dwell among them. You must make it according to all that I show you, the pattern of the tabernacle, as well as the pattern of all its furnishings. They are to make an ark of acacia wood, 45 inches long, 27 inches wide, and 27 inches high. Overlay it with pure gold. Overlay it both inside and out. Also, make a gold molding all around it. Cast four rings for it and place them on its four feet, two rings on one side and two rings on the other side. Make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark in order to carry the ark with them. The poles are to remain in the rings of the ark. They must not be removed from it. Put the tablets of the testimony that I will give you into the ark. Make a mercy seat of pure gold, 45 inches long and 27 inches wide. Make two cherubim of gold. Make them of hammered work at the two ends of the mercy seat. Make one cherub at one end and one cherub at the other end. At its two ends, make the cherubim of one piece with the mercy seat. The cherubim are to have wings spread out above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and are to face one another. The faces of the cherubim should be toward the mercy seat. Set the mercy seat on top of the ark and put the testimony that I will give you into the ark. I will meet with you there above the mercy seat, between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony. I will speak with you from there about all that I command you regarding the Israelites. You are to construct a table of acacia wood, 36 inches long, 18 inches wide, and 27 inches high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding all around it. Make a 3-inch frame all around it, and make a gold molding for it all around its frame. Make four gold rings for it, and attach the rings to the four corners at its four legs. The rings should be next to the frame as holders for the poles to carry the table. Make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and the table can be carried by them. You are also to make its plates and cups, as well as its pitchers and bowls for pouring drink offerings. Make them out of pure gold. Put the bread of the presence on the table before me at all times. You are to make a lampstand out of pure hammered gold. It is to be made of one piece, its base and its shaft, its ornamental cups, and its calyxes and petals. Six branches are to extend from its sides, three branches of the lampstand from one side, and three branches of the lampstand from the other side. There are to be three cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with a calyx and petals on the first branch, and three cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with a calyx and petals on the next branch. It is to be this way for the six branches that extend from the lampstand. There are to be four cups shaped like almond blossoms on the lampstand shaft, along with its calyxes and petals. For the six branches that extend from the lampstand, a calyx must be under the first pair of branches from it, a calyx under the second pair of branches from it, and a calyx under the third pair of branches from it. Their calyxes and branches are to be of one piece. All of it is to be a single hammered piece of pure gold. Make seven lamps on it. Its lamps are to be set up so they illuminate the area in front of it. Its snuffers and fire pans must be of pure gold. The lampstand, with all these utensils, is to be made from 75 pounds of pure gold. Be careful to make them according to the pattern you have been shown on the mountain. Exodus chapter 26. You are to construct the tabernacle itself with 10 curtains. You must make them of finely spun linen in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, with a design of cherubim worked into them. The length of each curtain should be 42 feet, and the width of each curtain 6 feet. All the curtains are to have the same measurements. Five of the curtains should be joined together, and the other five curtains joined together. Make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the last curtain in the first set, and do the same on the edge of the outermost curtain in the second set. Make 50 loops on the one curtain, and make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain in the second set, so that the loops line up together. Also, make 50 gold clasps, and join the curtains together with the clasps, so that the tabernacle may be a single unit. You are to make the curtains of goat hair for a tent over the tabernacle. Make 11 of these curtains. The length of each curtain should be 45 feet, and the width of each curtain 6 feet. All 11 curtains are to have the same measurements. Join 5 of the curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by themselves. Then fold the 6th curtain double at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain, the outermost of the first set, and make 50 loops on the edge of the corresponding curtain of the second set. Make 50 bronze clasps. Put the clasps through the loops and join the tent together so that it is a single unit. As for the flap that is left over from the tent curtains, the leftover half curtain is to hang down over the back of the tabernacle. The half yard on one side and the half yard on the other of what is left over along the length of the tent curtains should be hanging down over the sides of the tabernacle on either side to cover it. Make a covering for the tent from ram skins dyed red and a covering of manatee skins on top of that. You are to make upright planks of acacia wood for the tabernacle. The length of each plank is to be 15 feet and the width of each plank 27 inches. Each plank must be connected together with two tenons. Do the same for all the planks of the tabernacle. Make the planks for the tabernacle as follows: 20 planks for the south side, and make 40 silver bases under the 20 planks. Two bases under the first plank for its two tenons, and two bases under the next plank for its two tenons. 20 planks for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, along with their 40 silver bases. Two bases under the first plank, and two bases under each plank. And make 6 planks for the west side of the tabernacle. Make 2 additional planks for the 2 back corners of the tabernacle. They are to be paired at the bottom and joined together at the top in a single ring. So it should be for both of them. They will serve as the 2 corners. There are to be 8 planks with their silver bases, 16 bases. 2 bases under the first plank, and 2 bases under each plank. You are to make 5 crossbars of acacia wood for the planks on one side of the tabernacle, 5 crossbars for the planks on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 crossbars for the planks on the back side of the tabernacle on the west. The central crossbar is to run through the middle of the planks from one end to the other. Then overlay the planks with gold and make their rings of gold as the holders for the crossbars. Also, overlay the crossbars with gold. You are to set up the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you have been shown on the mountain. You are to make a veil of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely spun linen with a design of cherubim worked into it. Hang it on 4 gold-plated posts of acacia wood that have gold hooks and that stand on 4 silver bases. Hang the veil under the clasps and bring the Ark of the Testimony there behind the veil, so the veil will make a separation for you between the holy place and the most holy place. Put the mercy seat on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. Place the table outside the veil and the lampstand on the south side of the tabernacle, opposite the table. Put the table on the north side. For the entrance to the tent, you are to make a screen embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely spun linen. Make 5 posts of acacia wood for the screen and overlay them with gold. Their hooks are to be gold, and you are to cast 5 bronze bases for it.
Exodus 27.
You are to construct the altar of acacia wood. The altar must be square, 7.5 feet long and 7.5 feet wide. It must be 4.5 feet high. Make horns for it on its 4 corners. The horns are to be of 1 piece. Overlay it with bronze. Make its pots for removing ashes, and its shovels, basins, meat forks, and fire pans. Make all its utensils of bronze. Construct a grate for it of bronze mesh, and make 4 bronze rings on its mesh at its 4 corners. Set it below, under the altar's ledge, so that the mesh comes halfway up the altar. Then make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be inserted into the rings so that the poles are on 2 sides of the altar when it is carried. Construct the altar with boards so that it is hollow. They are to make it just as it was shown to you on the mountain. You are to make the courtyard for the tabernacle. Make the hangings on the south of the courtyard out of finely spun linen, 150 feet long on that side. There are to be 20 posts and 20 bronze bases. The hooks and bands of the posts must be silver. Then make the hangings on the north side 150 feet long. There are to be 20 posts and 20 bronze bases. The hooks and bands of the posts must be silver. Make the hangings of the courtyard on the west side 75 feet long, including their 10 posts and 10 bases. Make the hangings of the courtyard on the east side toward the sunrise 75 feet. Make the hangings on one side of the gate 22.5 feet, including their 3 posts and their 3 bases. And make the hangings on the other side 22.5 feet, including their 3 posts and their 3 bases. The gate of the courtyard is to have a 30-foot screen embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely spun linen. It is to have 4 posts, including their 4 bases. All the posts around the courtyard are to be banded with silver and have silver hooks and bronze bases. The length of the courtyard is to be 150 feet, the width 75 feet at each end, and the height 7.5 feet, all of it made of finely spun linen. The bases of the posts must be bronze. All the tools of the tabernacle for every use and all its tent pegs, as well as all the tent pegs of the courtyard, are to be made of bronze. You are to command the Israelites to bring you pure oil from crushed olives for the light, in order to keep the lamp burning continually. In the tent of meeting outside the veil that is in front of the testimony, Aaron and his sons are to tend the lamp from evening until morning before the Lord. This is to be a permanent statute for the Israelites throughout their generations. Exodus chapter 28. Have your brother Aaron with his sons come to you from the Israelites to serve me as priest. Aaron, his sons Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Make holy garments for your brother Aaron for glory and beauty. You are to instruct all the skilled craftsmen whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom to make Aaron's garments for consecrating him to serve me as priest. These are the garments that they must make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a specially woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make holy garments for your brother Aaron and his sons so that they may serve me as priests. They should use gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen. They are to make the ephod of finely spun linen embroidered with gold and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. It must have 2 shoulder pieces attached to its 2 edges so that it can be joined together. The artistically woven waistband that is on the ephod must be of 1 piece, according to the same workmanship of gold, of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely spun linen. Take 2 onyx stones and engrave on them the names of Israel's sons, 6 of their names on the first stone, and the remaining 6 names on the second stone, in the order of their birth. Engrave the 2 stones with the names of Israel's sons as a gem cutter engraves a seal. Mount them, surrounded with gold filigree settings. Fasten both stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the Israelites. Aaron will carry their names on his 2 shoulders before the Lord as a reminder. Fashion gold filigree settings and 2 chains of pure gold. You will make them of braided cord work and attach the cord chains to the settings. You are to make an embroidered breastpiece for making decisions. Make it with the same workmanship as the ephod. Make it of gold, of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely spun linen. It must be square and folded double, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide. Place a setting of gemstones on it, 4 rows of stones. The first row should be a row of carnelian, topaz, and emerald. The second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They should be adorned with gold filigree in their settings. The 12 stones are to correspond to the names of Israel's sons. Each stone must be engraved like a seal, with one of the names of the 12 tribes. You are to make braided chains of pure gold cord work for the breastpiece. Fashion 2 gold rings for the breastpiece and attach them to its 2 corners. Then attach the 2 gold cords to the 2 gold rings at the corners of the breastpiece. Attach the other ends of the 2 cords to the 2 filigree settings, and in this way attach them to the ephod's shoulder pieces in the front. Make 2 other gold rings and put them at the 2 other corners of the breastpiece on the edge that is next to the inner border of the ephod. Make 2 more gold rings and attach them to the bottom of the ephod's 2 shoulder pieces on its front, close to its seam, and above the ephod's woven waistband. The craftsmen are to tie the breastpiece from its rings to the rings of the ephod with a cord of blue yarn, so that the breastpiece is above the ephod's waistband and does not come loose from the ephod. Whenever he enters the sanctuary, Aaron is to carry the names of Israel's sons over his heart on the breastpiece for decisions, as a continual reminder before the Lord. Place the Urim and Thummim in the breastpiece for decisions, so that they will also be over Aaron's heart whenever he comes before the Lord. Aaron will continually carry the means of decisions for the Israelites over his heart before the Lord. You are to make the robe of the ephod entirely of blue yarn. There should be an opening at its top in the center of it. Around the opening, there should be a woven collar with an opening like that of body armor so that it does not tear. Make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn on its lower hem and all around it. Put gold bells between them all the way around so that gold bells and pomegranates alternate around the lower hem of the robe. The robe must be worn by Aaron whenever he ministers, and its sound will be heard when he enters the sanctuary before the Lord and when he exits so that he does not die. You are to make a pure gold medallion and engrave it like the engraving of a seal, holy to the Lord. Fasten it to a cord of blue yarn so it can be placed on the turban. The medallion is to be on the front of the turban. It will be on Aaron's forehead so that Aaron may bear the guilt connected with the holy offerings that the Israelites consecrate as all their holy gifts. It is always to be on his forehead, so that they may find acceptance with the Lord. You are to weave the tunic from fine linen. Make a turban of fine linen, and make an embroidered sash. Make tunics, sashes, and headbands for Aaron's sons to give them glory and beauty. Put these on your brother Aaron and his sons. Then anoint, ordain, and consecrate them, so that they may serve me as priests. Make them linen undergarments to cover their naked bodies. They must extend from the waist to the thighs. These must be worn by Aaron and his sons whenever they enter the tent of meeting or approach the altar to minister in the sanctuary area, so that they do not incur guilt and die. This is to be a permanent statute for Aaron and for his future descendants.
You You know, the first time I read these chapters years ago, I was struck by the detail of God's instructions. Nothing was left out. Everything that was to go into the tabernacle was intricately laid out, from the materials to use, to the measurements, to the design, to the placement of the items. But of course, that God thought of every detail is not all that surprising, is it? He is a God of details. Think of creation itself. Think of our solar system. If it were not for the details of how our solar system is laid out, life as we know it on Earth could not exist. If we were just a little closer to the sun or just a little farther, the temperature would not support life. If the Earth was not the size that it is, gravity would be too great or not great enough. The examples I could give, of course, go on and on. Think of the incredible detail of our bodies, the way our cells work, the way our nervous system works, our brains, our muscles. Think of the details in a snowflake and how, supposedly, no two snowflakes are alike. Details. There are nearly an infinite amount of details in our universe, and all of them work together. Beloved, there is no way in the world that anyone could ever convince me that creation happened by chance. There's too many details for that. And I'm not just speaking as a religious fanatic. I have a degree in biology. I know some science. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not completely ignorant about these things. But let me switch gears for a moment here. Actually, probably more than a moment, but I got to wondering about the materials that God told Moses to collect as offerings. So I did some digging, I did some investigating, I did some internet surfing, and what I found was interesting to me, so hopefully you'll find this interesting as well. Okay, so the things that God told Moses to collect in a free will offering. Number one, gold. This represents deity. Gold cannot be made by man. It can only be made by God. The gold refers to the fact that Jesus is divine. Silver. This represents redemption. In Scripture, silver was always the money used for redemption. Joseph was sold for silver, as was Jesus. Silver speaks of the redemption that comes only through Christ. Bronze. This represents judgment. It has an extremely high melting point, so it was used on the altar where burnt offerings were to be made. Bronze speaks of the judgment that Jesus took upon himself to atone for the sin of mankind. The blue yarn represents heaven because it is the color of the sky. And of course, heaven is the place from where Jesus came. The purple yarn is symbolic of royalty. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to make purple, you mix what? Blue and red. The blue, as I said, speaks of heaven, and the red represents sacrifice, blood, and death. Thus, the purple yarn speaks of the deity of Jesus and the sacrifice he made as man. He is, after all, God and man. Fine linen is symbolic of the purity and righteousness of Jesus, the spotless, pure, sinless sacrifice. Goat's hair represents the sin offering. Goats were very common and were used for many things, including food and dairy. Their skins were used for clothing and carrying water, and their hair was used to make yarn for clothing. Goats were sacrificial animals, too. The yarn made from their hair was coarse and drab, which speaks of the humanity of Jesus. Ram skins, dyed red, symbolize the substitutionary sacrifice. God provided a ram as the substitute for Isaac when God tested Abraham's faith, and the ram's skin was dyed red to show the sacrifice of the substitute, which of course Jesus is for us. In the translation we read today, the next item required by God is manatee skins. The King James says badger skins. Another translation says, quote, another type of durable leather, unquote. In other words, we don't know exactly what the original Hebrew means, but we can surmise the meaning. This was to be an outer covering for the tabernacle, and it was to be made of a skin that was very durable and probably looked very nondescript, which speaks of Jesus' humanity. We're told in Isaiah 53:2 that, quote, he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him, unquote. All right, I'm going to speed things up here and just tell you the symbolism and not go into detail. Not that the details aren't interesting to me anyway, but in the interest of time. So next on the list is acacia wood. This speaks of the incorruptible humanity of Jesus. The oil represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the spices for the oil and incense represent a sweet-smelling fragrance to God. So many details with so much meaning, and you can be sure that we just scratched the surface. Our God is infinite in so many ways, isn't He, beloved? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. All right, Lord willing, tomorrow we will read 2 Samuel 15 through 19. And please consider donating to help produce the podcast. I haven't said this in a while, so let me remind you, anyone who signs up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation will receive early access to the podcast. As soon as I post a new episode, you'll be notified with a link to the show. Sometimes I post shows several days in advance, sometimes just the day before, but if you're a monthly donor, you'll be notified as soon as the file is put onto my servers. Just go to lifespringmedia.com/support for details. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Bye.